One Atlanta bookstore that has outlasted stores like Oxford Books in Chapter 11 is Acapella Books in Inman Park. It's been around for 24 years and used to sell only used, out of print, and rare books. Owner Frank Reese still sells those.
This is a first edition of Gone with the Wind. It was printed, as you can see, in May of 1936.
And if
you
look but as online retailers came on the scene, Reese says used and hard-to-find books became less hard-to-find, and their prices dropped. So he started selling more new books. Across the country, some independent bookstores have taken donations to try and stay afloat. Acapella hasn't done that, but Reese says they've had to think bigger.
A big part of our business at this point is doesn't even take place in our store. We host a lot of author events, primarily at the Carter Library and Carter Center, and other venues around town.
And it seems to be working. Reese says the last 4 to 5 years have been the store's best in terms of revenue. A similar tale can be told for Decatur's Little Shop of Stories. Co-owner Dave Schallenberger says the 8-year-old bookstore specializes in children's books.
There's no way that we can compete with Amazon on price, and there's no way that we can compete with Barnes & Noble in terms of overall inventory. But having a niche and having people who are really dedicated and really knowledgeable, I think, sets us apart from anyone else.
Schallenberger says that has allowed the store to grow and become more profitable each year. The playing field between online retailers and local brick-and-mortar booksellers may become more level. Amazon.com has reportedly agreed to collect Georgia sales tax on purchases starting September 1st. Martha Dalton, WABE News.